you can't do what you want you to do. But when you sacrifice your life, he does it through you. And he wants more of you. He wants you to go and be where he is. He said, where I am, there my servant will be also. Well, where is he? That's where he wants you to go. He wants you to rest in that place. He wants to make you like him. This is an awesome place. Can I tell you, this is an awesome place. It's an awesome ministry here. And I saw such a seed earlier, and I couldn't contain what I saw. But, you know, God wanted me to say these words. And he told me 3 times to say these words, and I'm battling with these words that he told me. And this is what he said to me. He said, you haven't seen anything yet. And he told me to stand in certain places. And he said to me to tell Mike, and I'm standing behind him, and he said, tell Mike, he said, tell him these words. And I said, yeah, but he goes up like me, and we go up and come down, and we go left and right. And he said, tell him these words, you haven't seen anything yet. So I think with all the things that we've seen and done over the years, and he's saying to me, you haven't seen anything yet. This is new beginnings. This is a new year. You know, this is a happy new year.
Yeah.
Glory. You know how to be happy?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I tell you, you can go into that realm and you can pick up what you need. Glory to God. If your house doesn't smell so good, you can go into heaven and you can pick up some smells and bring them back and change the atmosphere in your place where you live. Do you know you can do that? Hallelujah. He loves you. So much. It's undeniable. You know, I believe in going up and getting things, and hallelujah. I saw Jesus in here, and he was riding a white horse, and he had a sword, and he wants to release that sword through you when you speak. Some people in here, you might crack your ribs in the past or bruise your ribs, and maybe someone in here is not hearing too good with the ear. Maybe God wants to pop the ear open. Maybe you've not been well enough for too long. You know, but you know, you get a word of knowledge and you get healed, but a word of wisdom will keep you healed. Glory. This is a new season. This is a new day. This is a new year. And you're not meant to do what is reasonable, possible, or attainable. He wants you to do what is unreasonable, impossible, and unattainable. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is so real, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's so real.
Yeah.
He's more real to me than you. Yeah. It says in Corinthians 4:18, it says, whilst we look at the things unseen, what does that mean? There's nothing there? No, there's more things there than there are here. And he wants you to look at those things that are unseen, that they become more real. And I'm seeing Jesus on the white horse. And he came in here and he lifted up a sword. And then he showed me the rainbow. Beautiful rainbow. Do you know there's more colours in heaven than there are on the earth? There's more predominant colours than 7. Do you know there are more things up there. And he wants you to bring them down this year. This year. This year. And he shows me. And I'm standing around. I'm over here. I'm here. And I'm here. And he's saying, I want you to observe. And I keep seeing this one thing. And this is what I was seeing. It was a seed. Some of you are going to really love this, what I'm about to say. But this is the seed I saw. And I tell you, when I see it, I'm a seer. All seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. But God wants everyone to be a seer and see. Live in that dimension. And this is what I see. I saw clearly a big seed of revival. I saw it. He's getting you ready for harvest of souls. Souls where the anointing and the power of God is going to draw people through you to him. Are you ready for that? We talk about giving our lives to Jesus. In other words, we say a prayer when we meet the Holy Ghost. But are you ready to do what he wants you to do? Are you ready for that? because a sacrifice is what he's looking for. And when you lay down your life, he's not just saying the sinner's prayer and getting born again and getting filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues. It's about saying, I'm going to do what you want me to do, God. I'm going to go where you want me to go. Hallelujah. Glory. Who's had cracked ribs in here or bruised ribs? Go on, put your hand up. How many other people? Let me have a look. One, there's two, there's three, there's four, there's five, there's six. God's talking to me about you. Glory to God. I want you to be bold. Listen, I've been preaching for nearly 30 years. I've preached on the street for 15 years. I've had people want to shoot me, kill me, stab me. And I'm still here. Glory to God. I want you to be bold. Bold. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And then boldness come on him. God has got a purpose for your life that is so powerful. Where you've been broken, should I tell you something? Brokenness without understanding is shipwreck. But brokenness, knowing the things of the Spirit of God, you're going to stand when other people fall. And God wants you to know His love and give it away. Oh, and love is not weak and fairy-like. I tell you, it's so powerful. So I want you to be really bold, you guys, about the problem with the ribs. Do you know when I got that word last Wednesday? I was to pray for the people that had bruised and broken ribs. Last Wednesday. Glory to God. And I want you to be bold. I want you to come up here. I want you to do it now. Quick, be bold. If you've had a problem with your ribs, come and stand up here. I ask you to come and do that. Anyone that's had a problem with your ribs, you come up here. And you be bold. Because God wants to use you. He wants you so filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know Jesus? You've asked him into your heart? Have you asked him into your heart? You've asked him inside? You've done that? Well done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who actually, have you all broken your ribs? Who's actually broken the ribs? Not just bruised, broken ribs. You've had a broken rib? You had a broken rib? Broken ribs? Ribs? Broken? 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 Do you have broken ribs? Can I tell you something? Brokenness without understanding is shipwreck. God's going to change your life. He's going to make you a leader. When people look up to you and you've been in the world, God is going to change everything. He's going to change your life. He wants you to run with him. He wants you to run with him. You know, people use Jesus as a swear word. They don't go, Ah, Buddha. Or they go, Ah, Allah. They go, Ah, and they take the Lord's name in vain. Do you know something? When those Roman soldiers who thought they were something got the beard of Jesus, and they smashed him in the face. And they smashed him and they smashed him. Do you know what happened? This is what happened. They were mocking the words of knowledge and the words of prophecy because they were said, Who hit you? Mocking the word of knowledge. And then they were mocking, saying, Prophesy to us, who hit you? I want to pray for God on your life. I want to pray that you're going to be more bold than you've ever been before. Because God wants to use you like you've never been used before. Well, you're going to lay your hands on people. And fire is going to come from your hands. Fire from heaven is going to come from your hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you going to let me pray for you? Can I pray for you? Because I'm going to lay hands on you. Do you know, I drive out demons. I drive them out. I drive demons out. And fear loves to stay. Do you know something? Let me tell you what peace is. I tell you what peace is. It's the absence of fear, terror, or worry. Do you know that's what peace is? Peace is the absence of worry and fear and terror. Glory. Do you know what's standing and who is standing behind you? Your angels. They're standing behind you. My angel sometimes rubs my back in the car as I'm coming down here. I'd suggest some people stand behind these guys. Glory to God. Do you want to see His glory? Because I'll tell you what the Hebrew word for glory is kabod. And in the New Testament, it's like doxia, which means influence. And it says from glory to glory, that word you go from influence to influence. You're going to go from one sphere of influence to another sphere of influence. And you might have asked Jesus into your heart and had a gushy feeling, but I tell you, the Holy Spirit, he wants to do something so powerful in your life. And he said that I was to first pray for those that had broken ribs. Glory. Wednesday. Have we seen that song? Was Harry Connolly? He's there. just on the guitar, you come on. Because I want to see your glory. Yeah, let's just. Yeah, show me your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Glory. And I just want to. I want you to put your eyes on the King, and you're gonna allow me to lay hands on you. I'll tell you why. It's because I'm gonna release something on your life. It's gonna cause faith to come to your life. Not everyone has faith. I tell you what favour does, it opens doors that were otherwise closed. That's what favour does. Who wants that? All of a sudden you're first, you get the job, you get the car, you get the house. It's favour, you get it. It's favour, and God says that he wants to give you favour. White horses. Can we just sing that song? I'll show me your glory. Take the lid off, go behind the veil. I need you to say five things that oppose the religious spirit, that opposes the move of the spirit. Ready? Ready for them? Judgment, legalism, criticism, debate, and opinion. Don't like them. Sure. You have to prepare, or otherwise you prepare to fail, don't you? Glory. What do we do, Mike? We just go, yeah?
Yeah.
We've already gone, really, haven't we? That was the oil of you, lady. Oh, shika baba. Listen, I'm at home in my front room, and the Spirit of God comes on me. Speaks to me about this place. And this is what he says to me. Opportunities are coming
this year to those that hear. Not everybody here, hear. So you're here to hear. Pray about and know it is my will to deliver you and bless you beyond your imagination. Beyond your imagination, he wants to bless you. Let me just tell you about the blessing. Someone comes up and they give you 50 quid, okay? That's not so much the blessing as the fruit of the blessing. The blessing is a force, okay? So he wants to bless you with a force beyond the imagination. You know, I often say, you know, when you see the tree and it's going like that, and we go, oh, look, the wind. No, it's not the wind, it's a result of the wind. The blessing is a force. Who wants that force in your life?
Yeah.
And it says, blessed, the word talks about, blessed is he. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You know, when the blessing's on your life, your stuff happens. Because God wants to bless you. A religious spirit is a horrible spirit. We don't like that, do we?
No.
The deeper is in the deeper. You've got to go deep. It's not shallow unto shallow. It's deep unto deep at the sound of the waterfalls, isn't it? I don't think I've got this on, right? Have I got this on? I'm Mike, Pastor Mike. You have to get character, you know, through friendship. That's how it comes, through friendship with Jesus. There's been pruning and a new season to birth those dreams that are due, that are in your heart. Come fly with me, says the Lord, and come fly into my heart and feel my touch and know my wind of direction. Do you know, I have an angel here with me right now, okay? Do you know when you go new mercies and people say, you know, geez, mercies are new every morning? Do you know what that is? Do you know there's angels of mercies? So when you ask for new mercies, it's not the same old angels that are going to come to you, the new ones. Do you know that? Come and fly with me into my heart and feel my touch and know my wind of direction. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7, it talks about the angels are ministers, ready? In the New King James, it says spirits. But in the ESV, okay, it says that they're winds. So if I ask for the wind to come, the wind will come on you. This is what will happen. Come fly with me into my heart and feel my touch and know my wind of direction. New manuscripts for you, new doors and opportunities and new beginnings. Do you know the enemy tried to stop me from coming here at 6 o'clock this morning? I woke up and laughed. I said, really? That was really, really fine. New doors, new opportunities, and new beginnings for this year for you. Remember, if you're here, hear what is being said. Be teachable and allow me to take you into new depths, preparing you for a harvest of souls. Harvest of souls. Walk in my time, it's almost time. You know, in this season, for what is happening now, is what the Lord showed me. The grace is amazing. You know, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. But are you ready for this? Purity, holiness, and love. They're keys. Purity, holiness, and love. Some are going abroad. Some are going abroad. Wherever she is. Hallelujah. And some are going to be catapulted into purpose. Where, you know, should I tell you, who wants to be successful? Can I tell you about success? This is success. This is my definition. It's Michael's definition. Okay? And there's a copyright on it. We love that, don't we? And it says, knowing purpose and getting to your destiny on time. That is success. Jesus was born on time, died on time, and resurrected on time. Are you going to be on time? You've got to be on time. I'm calling you to demonstrate my kingdom. As God said to me, prophetic word, freedom. Wednesday. Glory to God. God loves you with that same intensity. How long do we have, Mike? Did we finish at 4 today? Mike, he's there, he's moving. Okay, I'm just going to share a couple of things here, and then we can go back. I want you just to remember, you know, if you remember anything about me, I want you to remember this, Jesus. If you exalt Jesus, he'll do it. Listen, I want you to remember this as well. Read the word of God out loud, especially the words that Jesus spoke. Read the words out loud. There's healing in it. Read the words of the Logos word out loud. You'll be amazed what will happen to you. Now just read the word. Read the words of God out loud. We'll do something. I hope everyone here knows Jesus. It's very important to know Jesus. He is the best. He's better than the best, and he's greater than the greatest, and he's mightier than the mightiest. He is Jesus. In John 13:34, I don't know if you can put that up there, it says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Now, I'm going to tell you how we're meant to love one another. Because we get young with one another, don't we? Do we? No,
yeah.
Sometimes we go, we love them, and we really want them. That's how you get rid of that. So the Father loves you with the same intensity as he loves Jesus. Nothing less. Yeah, but I've done this and I've done all these things wrong. Nothing less. He loves you with the same intensity as he loves Jesus. Now, are you ready for this? And the Bible tells you to love your neighbour with the same intensity. So how do you do that? Show me your glory. It's the glory that does it. That's why your glory needs to be on you. You need to carry Jesus, not just have him in your heart. You need him on you. When he's on you, things around you will manifest. People start blaspheming and all this sort of stuff starts happening. When you go into the world and the glory's on you, because the enemy doesn't want it to be on you. He wants to try and rob it, but the more time you spend with Jesus. So here it says, look, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. That you also love one another. How do you do that then? So someone's been really awkward. Nice gentle words, isn't it? We need the glory. We need the glory. I tell you, where there's been death, God's going to bring life. Verse 35. See, the church hasn't experienced really this yet. You know, some people think Jesus is coming back next week, but I'm going to tell you, look, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. It's the glory that will enable you to love the unlovable. You've got to have the glory. You've got to. That's why Moses said, show me the glory. That's why I love that song. Show me the glory. And I tell you, 1 Corinthians 13, you know 1 Corinthians 13? Verse 8, it says this. It says, love, it says, it never fails. That's what I said. You argue with someone, okay? And you get into it, and anger causes anger, and causes anger, and causes anger. But a kind word turns away anger. You come in the opposite spirit. Do you know what happened to Job? Can I just say something about what happened to Job? Do you know what spirit took him out? What demon? Can I tell you what demon that was, the name of it? It's the most horrible demon. Do you know there's some strong men in the Bible, like Jezebel, like Antichrist, like Death and Hades, and Athaliah, and Absalom, different strong men in the Bible that causes a load of battle in churches and households, and that's why they become dysfunctional. And with Jezebel, you've got all the ungodly sexual spirits of lust, and all the ungodly sexual stuff comes under Jezebel. But I tell you, the spirit that took out Job, his name is called Leviathan. And do you know how it enters? Through cursing and anger. And you find that in the book of Job. And one other thing, hatred. Do you know there's a spirit of hatred of men and a hatred of women? because someone might have been abused by a man or be abused by a woman, and they can get a spirit of hatred. And then they have hatred. I've been preaching before now, and I've had people manifest in front of me, I hate you, but that's not them. That's just the demon speaking through them. There is no hatred in heaven. None at all. God tells us to be love. To love. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, it says, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Don't let it forsake you, even when you're going through a tough time. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your heart and your neck. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. You know, you can look at it. It says, let not love forsake you. That's why you need the angels. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. And what happens if you're steadfast in love? Look at the next verse. Verse 4, that is. So you will find favour. And let me tell you something about love. You have to learn to love. You have to learn to love. You have to learn to love. Did you love? Jesus might ask you when you go to him, do you love? Did you love them? Yeah, but they were really, really, did you love them? Did you love them? You will find favour. Favour, let me tell you about favour. Favour's really amazing. Mary, okay, she found favour. She was a woman of God. Blessed are you. Blessing, remember the blessing? It's a force. How do you have the blessing on your life? Ready? Love, holiness, and purity, and the power of love. I tell you, it will just, to know the love of the Father and just give it away. You know, honestly, praise God for this ministry. Praise God for the teaching that you get here. You're meant to live in heaven. I'm in heaven every day, all the time. You know, check some of Mike's stuff out if you don't know Mike and the supernatural adventure in it. It's brilliant. Really. New mercies. Ephesians 4, verse 29. I love the word of God. Okay, this is really powerful, this. The enemy wants to position you for failure. So how he positions you for failure is for offence. Ready? So if the enemy can make you offended with God, okay, he has a legal right to stop you because you've been offended. That's why you have to, what is it? You have to get over yourself.
Yeah.
Anyone else do that? You know anyone? Get over yourself. Okay, look, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such as word as is good for edification. All prophecy is meant to be edifying, okay? According to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace. Grace. How are you saved? By grace, through faith. So when you speak edifying, do you know, when you go to wisdom, let me think about wisdom. Jesus was before wisdom, okay? Jesus is outside of time. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, okay? He's before the beginning and after the end, okay? God created wisdom, okay? Wisdom was with me in the beginning. God created wisdom, and wisdom was in the beginning of time. He's outside of time. God's outside of time. And he wants to take you outside of time. I haven't got much time. How much time have we got? What time do we usually finish? Or do we not finish? We just keep going? God, I can't wait for that. When's it going to happen? I saw a big sea revival. What's that going to look like? That's changing, isn't it? Really? People like to get home for their Sunday chicken. And the other, they set the timer. 2:30. Not that that's wrong. But you know, when you go to wisdom, I reckon there's enough wisdom to get anybody saved. Is everybody going to be saved? No. But there's wisdom that can get, because God knows how to touch people. And in my experience, you know about the orphan spirit, because people haven't known the love of the Father. But do you know how much you are so loved? You are so loved by him. Do you know, someone needed to be beaten up, right? Someone needed to take a rap, because it was coming. And who took it was Jesus in your place. So 2011, two, 3 days after what happened in 2011, I'm shaving. I'm not, it doesn't come off literally spiritually yet, but, you know. But I'm shaving, and I get whipped up to heaven, and I see the Father, and he tells me what's going to happen here. But there was something bothered me for about 2 to 3 years. I didn't understand it. And what bothered me more than anything, was that I felt the emotion in the Father of anger. And I was thinking, why? You know, I said, was you angry with me? So if someone's angry and you go near them, you can feel that they're angry, but it doesn't mean that they're angry with you. And it was to do with people, that Jesus, he prepares a table for people and they don't come and eat at his table. In other words, the Holy Spirit was moving here and people thought, wait, so, and he was showing me the people that didn't want him. And the Father was, he was angry that people didn't want his son. And the Father sent his son. But I didn't know that for 2 or 3 years after. Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. So no matter where you go in the world, if you get the right word, I believe that there's enough wisdom to get anybody touched and saved by God. But you can, really? This is the glories, the level of influence is going to increase. And in this area. And over your life. Amen? Or oh no? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Okay. Well, we've nearly finished. Should we have a bit more? A little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay. God doesn't violate his word. But he does violate your understanding of your perception of the word. Boom. Okay. Because he's the word, isn't he? So we need a divinely energized impartation. It needs to be divinely energized. Conscious awareness of the Holy Spirit. True riches, true riches come from pursuing something else. What do you pursue? True riches come from pursuing something else. Don't just hear about men and women of God, become men and women of God. Become them. This is the Father that did it because he knows about us all, doesn't he? Like, this is my ribs, ears, because you've got to hear. And the enemy calls about us a trouble. I had a guy come up to our prayer room, never met before, come to London, and I said, God's telling me that you're going to be praying for people who are deaf in their left ear. And he said, I'm deaf in my left ear. And he's popped open. Maybe he wants to pop open some ears today. Pop it open. Glory. Okay. Chariot. Do you know about chariots? Do you know, I had a revelation coming this morning. I'll tell you where it was, Mike. See, I was standing over there, and you were chatting to Tony and some other guys. And I'm over there, and Paul went, go to Mike. As clear as anything. Twice he said to me, so I'll try and get in before he said it the third time. Okay, and I can't stand there. And Mike said about the chariot. And I'm outside here, driving down this road here, coming here. And I suddenly had this revelation that why God gives me chariots in the meeting. And it was because I like cars. I love cars. I used to deal in classic cars, Mark II Jags and E-types and stuff like that. And I like cars. And there's really smart cars out there. I like Mercedes. I don't know what you drive, but if you don't drive one of them two, we can pray for you later. And I've got that out there. And then Mike says about the chariot. Why the chariot? The Lord showed me a chariot, 6 o'clock tall. Now Tony, who's come from Cornwall. When I met Tony, I was having this meeting in Launceston, as I say, right? They say, is that right, Mike? I was good, wasn't it? And I'm in this meeting, and I knew a chariot was going to turn up. And this chariot turned up, and as it turned up, there was lightning as it turned up. Do you remember that? And Tony's wife gets on the chariot, goes to heaven on the chariot, and sees her grandson.
Wow.
Is that right? How old was the grandson?
He was miscarried.
Miscarried, that was it, yeah. And little child, was it a little child or was it grown up?
Five.
Now, I have a friend in heaven who's five. When I went to heaven into the throne room, who said to me, watch Jesus, he wants to give you something, and I was given a red ruby. So here's a little child that's been aborted, he's now five, who Tony's wife gets on the chariot, goes up, and has this encounter. I saw a chariot today. There was another woman called Tony and Margaret Cornetta, a woman called Margaret, has been called Tony, who were full-time pastors for 30 years, come to our prayer room, two angels turned up, and stairway turned up, and she went up, and her son had got run over, I think when he was seven, died, and she went up there, and it blew away what she could see. And he was all grown up, and she was crying and crying and crying, and said, he's all grown up, my little boy's all grown up. Angels, mercies. The angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him and delivers them. The angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him and delivers them. Angels all. We've had the ox, sacrifice, eagle, different perspective. The lion. This is a time for the man. Let's behold the man. God wants to do things through you as you get God's perspective. Do you know why God made man on the sixth day and he said it is good? It's because he was going to be at rest all of the time. He was coming into the seventh day of rest. It's nice. Okay. Is that okay? Okay. Right, we haven't got much time. Because we've been 10. God. So we need some music. Do we have musicians or should we put some music on? Okay, I tell you what, can I choose what we play? Is he on the list? Oh. The Majesty of the Most High? By Bethel? You see him get that? The Majesty of the Most High God. The Majesty. Holy Spirit, he's just... I had something in Canada driving down here yesterday. I preached last night, preaching this morning, tonight in Cornwall, and then further down in Cornwall, I'm preaching. So just a little whirlwind. God said, come down here and encourage the people. Listen, take the lid off and go behind the veil. Take the lid off and go behind the veil. You're not going to stop at the cross, okay? Go through the cross. Into where? Where you're seated. Why you're seated? Because you're going to be at rest. What's the highest mountain? Ever rest. You're going to be here ever. Isn't that right? Mark 9, Transfiguration, went up a very, very high mountain. Took Peter and James and John up a very high mountain, Mark 9 somewhere. There isn't a very, very high mountain in Israel. I think the highest mountain is about 8,000. So what does it mean? Took him up a very, very high mountain, governmental place of authority. And then Moses and Elijah turn up. Bosh. Okay, are we getting on? We good? I know you're getting there. Listen, this is going to happen really quickly. So we're going to get some music on. We're going to stand up. Is that okay? Because we give him glory. And listen, if you don't, is anyone, do we all know Jesus in there? Because it's really important that you know Jesus. That you know him. Do you know what happened to me when someone told me about Jesus? Skinning up this great big large spliff. Right? I thought it was just like nonsense. But you know, in my drunken stupor for 7 or 8 years, before I got in the bed, and I had mates, and they were bad. I had one mate, we used to carry like CS gas in the bed. You know, just because we were so stunned, we could never have a fight, so we just gas. But one mate was so bad, he would beat you up and then gas you. He got put away for 15 armed robberies, right? And I, before I went to bed at night, I used to kneel down on the floor on next to my bed while I was stunned and say, God, please help me be good and not be bad. But I was going down this path and God saved me. And he saved me from destruction. Because I never thought I'd even get to 40, let alone 50. Now I'm 53. Yeah. 53?
Yeah.
We do well, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
And I got saved. And I met God. And he answered, for 7 years I prayed, it would be good. And I like to be bad, because it's fun, isn't it? But I don't make it right. And I repented of my sin. And I said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Some people go, I'm not a sinner. I was, and enjoyed it. And I said, Jesus, come into my heart. I'll give my sin to you. And I met him. And I met him, and he changed me. And he wants to change you. Anyone say you from glory? To glory. From one level of influence to another. Humility. Lay your life down. It says, he who lays his life down finds it. About 6 or 7 years after being saved, I would pray, God, I'd like, you know, I was wild for 10 years, from 15, from 13 to 25. Now 53, what a waste of 10 years that was. There's nothing more. I'm driving down here, half an hour before I come into this area. Holy Spirit, come in my car so powerfully, I thought the cars can blow up. Jesus turns up on the passenger seat. And goes, and I go, and he goes, and we give each other five. And I couldn't stop crying for half an hour for souls and people. I want you to know Jesus, I know him. He's so good. And he's got surprises this year. Now let me tell you, when he gives you a surprise, when he gives you surprises, they're always good. They're always good. What's the usual? Big time. So tell what we're going to do, right? In a moment, we're going to stand up. We're going to play this song again. And I want to pray for people who've got any problem with their ears. Are you hearing that? Yeah. So I'm just going to just release a little bit of wind because I don't want to see if it's going to touch, okay? There's an angel on my right here. I'm just going to ask him just to release some wind on you because the Father's given him permission to do that. Thank you, Father. You ready? Just for the wind to be released. Now. In Jesus' name. Now, as soon as you just feel a little cool breeze, just put your hand up. People can feel that little gentle, I've got it on the back of my hand. Just watch what's happening. People can feel it up. Start going around the room. You see that? It just went a little semicircle, didn't it? You see? That's how aware I am of the angels. I've had the wind turn up so powerfully. It's always God that does it, isn't it? It's just his core breeze. He makes his angels. Okay. Song, once more. Can we stand up? And anyone that's got a problem with their ears, stand here. Because you're going to hear stuff from heaven. Do you know why the enemy taps your ears? It's because it's symbolic. He doesn't want you to be able to hear it prophetically and to hear. And he doesn't want you. He doesn't want you dead. I've seen people's ears pop open. Has anybody got any partial deafness or anything, or problem with ears in any way? Have you? Listen, did you just see the way that I said, see, we just think, oh, God does it, but we work with God. We just want, you know, God to do everything because it takes responsibility of us. He said, go and heal the sick. He didn't say, go and pray for the sick as much. He said, go and heal them. Well, how do you heal them? Well, whatever the Father shows you. So he told me over here, he said, just release the wind. He said, because what the wind, and afterwards, that you're going to get on, you're going to go for a little chariot ride, or someone could go for a chariot ride. So as I just release that wind, okay, I want you to know how to receive your healing. I want you just to receive it with your... You know, some of you know how to do the pelvic floor exercise. You hear what I'm saying? You've got to know how to just receive it with your spirit, but the healing, okay? Because there's a balloon here, and it's got good healing in it. I'm going to pop it. In a balloon. Pink. It's good healing in a balloon. Blue balloon. I saw it Wednesday. So we've had the ribs, now we've got healing. Amen? So we're all going to breathe together, yeah?
Yes.
Now listen, we don't go by feelings, do we? It's very important you get this, because this is this. The word of knowledge can heal you, but wisdom will keep you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I've got to say this just before we just pop this balloon. You're going to give some money to God. And he blesses you financially. And you do it again, and it doesn't happen. You don't get the blessing come back, or the fruit of the blessing so quickly. Then you put in a situation. You now get two trees in your garden. What tree do you pick from? That doesn't work, or do you carry on believing? Do you understand what I'm saying? You got healed first time really quickly. Someone prayed for you. It didn't come as quick. There's now two trees in your garden. What tree do you pick from? In other words, you leave one tree alone and eat from the right tree. I can feel the healing already. Some blue. Father, I just want to just pop the balloon in Jesus' name. Open. 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 Jump. Jump. Loose. Open. 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 Loose. Open. With your writing, I see someone crying with the words as you write to people. Whatever. Just writing, making up, you see golden tears. Open! 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 Be well. In the eyes. Be well. Be made well. Be made well. And stay well. Stay well. That's it. Be well. It's mighty. We get ready. Here we come. And now. Mighty. I'm going to bring the things of your heart. Has anyone got a burning in their ears? Who's got a burning? Have you got it when hot? Yeah, you're. God wanted to open up. Just be healed. Be healed. Just be healed, lady.
Father?
That's it. God's given you such authority. Read the word out loud. You know why? It heals the ears. Heals the ears. Read the word out loud, especially the words in red. Especially the book of Revelation. Try and do. If you do three chapters, I have to spend 3 to 5 hours with God a day. I'm not going to let anyone rock that for me. Okay. Is it? Is it? Now watch this, it's going to turn up. Father? This is going to rest on you. Fear, fear. And worry and torment and anxiety is what the enemy gives. But peace is the absence of that.
Amen.
Isn't it? When he says, my peace I give you. Well, I came down here with Jeffrey, which means peace. And when he turns up in a moment, you're going to feel peace just come on you. Even though you have the Holy Spirit inside you, it is peaceful. Okay? Father, Lord, I just want to release. Here he comes. Father, just want to release that peace. Now, you feel that?
No.
You felt very specific, didn't you? I'm going to ask for more. Just look around, see if there are people there. I just want to release more peace. Now. Very real, isn't it? Because the feathers are here. Feathers. Some doesn't like it. Listen, the chariot won't be here for long. 30 years ago, Todd, to see a room on a ship that our ministry is built on, and in the room was a load of horses' food. When Tony and the chariot turned Tony's place, I saw the Lord show me this bag. The Lord showed me a bag of horses' food, and God said to me, when the horses' food is gone, the chariot will be gone. In Torquay 3 years ago, a chariot turned up, and the guy had done a PhD, and I asked him to get on the chariot, and he laughed at me, and went, started telling me about his vehicle, how good his vehicle was. Well, that was a good stepping stone, I've got to say. And when he got on the chariot, he immediately got to where the chariot was, he fell on the floor, he stands up, takes his glasses off and said, I've never been on anything so fast. Basically, what's happened is an angel can whip you up as well as you go up in the spirit. The Father can take you up, Jesus can take you up, the Holy Ghost can take you up, an angel can take you up and go up yourself. And what the Father shows you is up to him. And some people don't see anything, people hear something. Sometimes people don't hear, they see. Some are seers, some are feelers, and some are shakers. I'm all three. I shake, I I feel stuff and I see stuff. Will you go for God this year? 2017 is going to be a life where you take the lid off, go the extra mile, and go behind the veil. You understand me?
Yeah.
Love everyone and get over yourself.
Yeah. Forgive everyone.
Get That's over it. Yourself. That's it. That's it. That's exactly that. Glory. I'm just going to ask some people to come up to you. Is that okay? Glory. You don't have to fall on the floor. Right? Someone's going to be in bed tonight. Something's going to happen to your head. You're going to have a... In Job, it says the dreams come to warn you sometimes. To warn you. You know, it's this big tall guy there. What's your name, mate?
Grant.
Do you want to come in? You're going to have a little ride. I'm going to see where it is. Come follow my meeting to check me out. Keep looking on the chat there, right? Joe Lane. It's better. Come on. These two lovely people, Nigel and Bethany.